definition of service, the way I find Christ is a self-type person, preaching Christ and Him crucified without compromise. And before we proceed, I would rather call Brother Felix Mandrasi to have the scripture reading of today, Romans chapter 4, from verses 1.
I want to read the book of Romans chapter 4, verse 1, of verse 24, verse 5. Verse 1. What shall we say? Then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found. For if Abraham we justify by works, but before God, that what said the scripture, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. How to him that worketh is the reward not required of grace, but of that, but to him that worketh to that, believeth on him that justified the ungodly, in faith is counted for righteousness. Verse number 6. Even as death is described the righteousness of the man unto whom God imparted righteousness without works. Say, rest are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impart sin. Come, this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? Then he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he recovered the sign of circumcision as a seal of righteousness of the faith which he had yet pain and circumcision, that he might be the father of all that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imparted unto them also. Verse number 12. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had very yet circumcised. For the promise, verse number 12. And the father of circumcision to them who are not all the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Verse 14. For if they which are of the law behave, faith is made void, and the promise made for no non-effective. Verse 15. Because of the law, is where is not transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it is might be grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God quickened the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were, which be not. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee father of many nations, before him he believed, even God who quickened and the dead, and he carried those things which be not as though they were. Verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall they seek thee, and by not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years, or never, yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Best friend, he tugged not all the promise of God, though unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And before it was imparted to him for righteousness, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imparted to him. Verse 24. But for us also, who it shall be imparted in belief on him that laid up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. Amen.
Open our hearing songs. Brother Austin, lead us a song.
Mati ndipo mazimo, zotuluka chitimo, zindi tuke timatima, zindi limbiki setu, chito zanga zose. Como si Koma koma Yesu yekayo manja manga chabe tanda ndingo kwirati mari eke tili eka sunge Tita, we are teaching no good. Pena elandi maria tu. Fica no cotio, da nema sou tatué, longa vida aqui. Quando bebi sale mumbu chito, zangazo seso, fomasi zingo perece. Diga si quisa di, diga ilanso. Zose spiri wanazi, kuma inu kuma Yesu yekayo.
Yes, it's the song about the Lord of Ages craved for me. Brother John, read the song, chapter of Romans chapter 4 from verses 1 downwards in our local direct.
Aroma mutu wachinai, dimegiwe mbinida, mawutu kulira kuti Abraham, anayesu daurungama, nechukuru mbinido. Nibutono tizadani kuti Abraham, kulu latu munga watubi, analandila jiani. Pakutinga ati Abraham anayesedwa, wolungama jifuwa chanchido, iye akanacho chozika mandiri. Kwa kulinga kwa Mungu, ayi, pakudelembu lizani. Ipo Abrahamu, anakulu pijina Mungu, nipo chinawele ngedo kwa iye chirungamu. Nipo kwa iye amene akwira nchido, poto, siwele ngedwa ya chisungu, kuma ya mangawa. Kuma kwa iye amene sajida, kuma akulu pijina, iye amene aesa osa pembeza ngati olungama. Chikulupiriro chachi, chiwerengedwa chirungamo. Wanganso David, ana nena za mgaliso wache wa mundu. Amene Mulungu, amwerengera chirungamo chopanda nchito. Ndikuti, wadala, iyo amene akulukidwa kuseruzika kwawo. Na akwiriridwa machimo awo. Wadala mundu amene Mulungu, samwerengera uchimo. Verse 9. Kali somene usono, uli wakwa odulido kodi, kapela kwa osa odulido omwe. Pakuti timati, chikulupiriro chachi, chinawele ngeidwa kwa Abraham chirungamo. Sono chinawele ngeidwa kwa anji, mene iye anali odulidwa kapela osa odulidwa. Si odulidwa hai, kuma osa odulidwa. Ipo iye, analandia chizindikilo, chambu hidwe. Icho chosindikiza chirungamo cha chikulupiriro. Chomwe iye anali nacho osa asanadulidwe. Kuti kotero iye akalekolo la onse akukulupirira. Angakale iyo sanadulidwa kuti chirungamo chiwerengedwe kwa yonso. Nikonso kolo la ndulidwe wa iyo amene siyali andulidwe uka. Uma wa iyo amene atsata maendedwe achikulupiriro chija chakolo latu Abrahamu chimene iye analinacho asanadulidwe. Kutilo njezo lakuti iye azakala wolo wa nyumba wadziko la pansi silina pasipa kwa Abrahamu ndi kwa mbeu yache mwala mulo koma mwachirungamu chachikulupiriro. Pakuti ngati iyo ala mulo akala wolo wa nyumba pameneko chikulupiriro chaisedwa chabe ndimolo jezo laisedwa lokanda pache. Pakuti chilamulo chichitira mkwiyo koma pamene pali lamulo pameneko pali kulakwa. Chifukwa chache chirungamo chichokera mchikulupiriro kuti chikhale monga mwachisomo kuti lonjezo likhale lokhazikika kwa mbewu zonse sikwa iwo achilamuloka. Sikuwa iyo achila mulo ukaoka, sikuwa iyo achila mulo ukaoka, kuma kwa iyo, kwa iyo nsu achikulupiriro cha Abrahamu, ndiye kuru, life donse, verse 17. Monga kwa lembedwa, tinaku kazika iwe, kuru, la mitundu, ya mbili, ya anu pamaso pa Mulungu amene iye anamukurubirira amene abadza akufa moyo ndikuitana zinthu zoti palibe monga ngati zilipo amene anakurubirira nayembekeza zosayembekezeka kuti iye akakhale kholo la mitundu yambiri ya anthu monga mwachonenedwacho mbewu yako izakhalayo ndipo iye osafoka mchikhulupiro sanalabadira thupi lache ndilolonga ngati lakufa pamenepo kukhala iye ngati zaka makumi khumi ndi mimba ya Sara itaumanso ndipo poyang'anira lonjezo la Mulungu sanagwedezeka chifukwa cha kusakhulupirira koma analimbika mchikhulupiro napatsa Mulungu ulemu nakhazikisanso mu mtima kuti chimene iye analonjeza anali nayonso mphamvu yakuchichita chifukwa chache ichi chinawerengedwa kwa iye chilungamo ndipo ichi sichinalembedwa chifukwa cha iye yekhayekha kuti chinawerengedwa kwa iye koma chifukwa cha ifenso kwa ife amene chizawerengedwa kwa ife amene tikhulupirira iye amene anaukitsa kwa kufa Yesu Ambuye wathu amene anaperekedwa chifukwa cha zolakwa zathu naukitsidwa chifukwa cha kuukitsa ife wolungama amene.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon here performing some other side. Thank you for the grace that God has revealed unto your people. Thank you because of Brother Ken Wema, who is to preach the oracles of the Almighty God. We pray that God you accord him so that you might preach the heart of the Lord, so that in such preaching mighty dwells by own sheepfold. We pray and ask you, Father, that whatever is in your heart, reveal unto your saints, reveal unto your elect. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray worship. Amen. Let me just hand over the microphone to Brother Ken. This is the time whereby continue preaching about Hebrews chapter 10.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look together in Hebrews chapter 10. We've been preaching through this for the last 3 days, and we're only halfway through the chapter, but that's how the Lord has purposed. I want to pick up in our study with verse 15 and talk with you today about a new and living way. That's the title of this message, A New and Living Way. We know that our Bible is divided in two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the old way. It was a way of shadows, of pictures, of figures, of types, and pictures and promises, but the old way. That's why it's called the Old Testament.
The
new way is the New Testament, which Christ said is the New Testament in his blood. Ever since he shed his blood, he has fulfilled the old way and all of those types. And now we who are his live in this new way. So the warning here throughout this epistle to the Hebrews is not to go back and try to dig up the old way or bring back the old way, because God has established the new way through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I liken it to a dirt road that has been put down to get from one place to another, but it's bumpy, it's rough, and no one can travel on it successfully. And then the engineers come along and they smooth that way and fill in the holes, and then they lay down a pavement on which you can ride freely. Once the pavement is laid over top the old way, you don't hear people saying, "Oh, I wish we had the old dirt road back again." No, they're rejoicing in the new way that is paved and on which they can ride freely and comfortably. Now here in verse 15 of Hebrews 10, we're reminded that this is what the Holy Spirit teaches. He's the witness when he says, "Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before," and he's quoting here from Jeremiah chapter 31, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." You see, the law was written on tables of stone, and so people could see it, and they could see what the commandments were, but there wasn't anything in that law that could cause anyone to obey.
Malamulo agale adalembedwa pa miyala ndikungo khala mwelekezi paliponse padalembedwa miyala padalembedwa malamulo pa miyala koma kuti malamulo amalamulira kuti munthu una aliyense ayelekera kutsenzese chilichonse asaphwanyepo kakhale chibodzi paliponse padalembedwa malamulo pa miyala.
That was the old way, but here the Spirit testifies of the new way. It's called here the covenant that I will make with them. That is God's elect after those days, after the period of the Old Testament, saith the Lord. He says, I will put my laws into their hearts. In other words, there will be a heart work done and in their minds to teach them by the law the holiness of God, but also their own inability to keep the law, and thirdly, to point them to Christ. The old way is summed up in verse 11 that we saw last time, where priests stood daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, but which can never take away sins. Nothing in the old way could put away sin.
Amaima mchihema, chopene ya musembe, kawiri kawiri, chaka ndishaka, kuma saada ate udutsa machimo, kuna tozo disembe, simila atu amabereka, sisima wanita, udutsa chimo.
The new way is described in verses 12 through 14, where it says, but this man, that is when the Lord Jesus Christ came after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, the work being finished. That's the new way. The new way we saw in verse 14, again where it's repeated, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, set apart unto Christ, unto God. So this is that new way, this is that New Testament, this is that covenant of which the Spirit testifies, even from the Old Testament, because verse 16 is a quote from the Old Testament, but it was pointing to this new way. See, under the old way, as we saw in verse 11, it could never take away sins. But the new way, as it says in verse 17, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Mm-hmm. pamene verse 17 njira yatsopano kuti chani zolakwa zawo mpumulo zawo timachimo yawo masalozika mwawo sidzawakumbukiranso.
And the conclusion there in verse 18, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. We don't go back to the old way through sacrifices and blood shed of animals and bulls and goats or any sort of work of our hand. No, that's been put away because of the one new way, which is the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the contrast. Under the old way, those sacrifices had to be offered daily by those priests, and it was a constant reminder of their sin. That's why they had to keep offering. The new way is finished once for all in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sin of God's people has been put away completely. That's why there's no more offering for sin. His is that sacrifice, complete, total, final, for sin, the sin of his people. See, in verse 16, quoting Jeremiah, it was still future. As God spoke it, he said, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days." What we can say now is, this is the covenant that he has made with them after those days. It's finished. So after the days of the types and the ceremonies and the promises and the sacrifices, when Christ would come and fulfill all things, that is, even his law, he would fulfill it, all of the commandments Christ would fulfill on behalf of his people. And when it says, "I will put my laws into their hearts," that means his commandments. What does God command but that we look to Christ alone? But it's not on tables of stone. It's now revealed in the heart, where the heart loves this Christ who has paid the debt. And in their minds, that is what they think. We think on him. These aren't on tables of stone, but in the heart, by the Spirit of those for whom Christ paid the debt.
Amalatauza kuti utenga wa miyala udata
So then moving on to verse 19, we see in these next several verses what it is to live in this new and living way, not under the old law, but in the new and living way. Here's one difference here in verse 19, where he says, having therefore, brethren, that is, all those for whom Christ has paid the debt, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. When it says there to enter into the holiest, that's a reference back to the Old Testament tabernacle and temple, where it was divided in three parts. You had the courtyard in the front where everybody could approach, but then, and that's where the altar of burnt sacrifice was, but then you had within the temple two parts. You had the holy place, and then there was a veil, and then you had the most holy place. That's what's being described here. Boldness to enter into the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6, it tells us that in this new covenant, in this new way that God has established in Jesus Christ, He has made, verse 6, Revelation 1, us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
You notice it says He's made us kings and priests. He's made us to be heirs with God in Christ and co-heirs with Him, but also priests. In other words, that we no longer need men as mediators between us and God, but because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, everyone for whom He has paid the debt enters in to that holiest place. Now in the Old Testament, the old way, there were priests who would serve the high priests. So the priests represented the people and bringing the sacrifices to the high priest to offer. In the New Testament, the new way, the priests are those people that Christ has paid their sin and purchased with his own blood, but we still come in through our high priest, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a man, not an earthly high priest, but Christ the high priest. And not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with his own shed blood. That's our entrance.
Amen.
So if anybody asks you, well, what's the difference between the way you and I worship and the way they worship? I would say it is in this. You'll have many around you that still have men that consider themselves to be intermediaries between God and their hearers. And they continue to impose laws. They go back to the Old Testament and are preaching up laws and works as a way of trying to get to God. Here is the new and living way in which we have this freedom described here, and confidence to enter the very presence of God by virtue of Christ's shed blood alone. This is what the writer to the Hebrews confirmed there in Hebrews chapter 4 and verses
14 through 16.
Notice it says in verse 14, seeing then that we, that is those that Christ has redeemed, we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Hold fast, how? Hold fast in never going back to any works of this flesh as any means of entering into God's presence. It's only through Jesus, the Son of God. When we sin, it's not if we sin, but when we sin, because we're still sinners by nature. We have in the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, continual entrance into the presence of God, the holiest of holy, without fear, because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Verse 15,
What kind of high priest is he? It says in verse 15, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all things tempted like as we are, yet without sin. See, works religion teaches that if you want to be in the presence of God, you've got to approach without sin. And so they have people doing things to try to purify themselves, penance, all these different acts that works religion requires, but none of that can make a sinner sinless. But I'll tell you, in the Lord Jesus Christ, even knowing our sin, yet coming before God the Father, entering into His presence through our high priest, we have a sinless representative in Him. And because of His shed blood, even as we saw in Hebrews 10, God Himself said, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. That's why verse 16 of Hebrews 4 says, let us therefore come boldly. That's not presumptuously, but boldly, with confidence, unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, which is at all time. We're always needy. This is the new and living way by which we come unto God, those that God has redeemed and justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's described in verses 20 to 23 here in Hebrews 10, coming back to our text.
Kufanya kwa hivyo kwa hivyo kwa hivyo
Notice it says, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for, that is, on our behalf, for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. That veil in the temple separated the holy place from the most holy. But the scriptures tell us that the day that the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life on the cross, that veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom. It was rent in two. That veil, according to verse 20 here, was a type and picture of the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, in which was hidden the glory of God. Christ in the flesh was God in the flesh, who came to accomplish and fulfill the very laws that sinners such as we are could never, ever fulfill. Under the old way, the Old Testament, not even the high priest could go in beyond that veil except for once a year, and that not without blood. It was a way that was closed unto the worshipers. In the new and living way, as it describes here in verse 20, there is no longer any separation, that all of the ceremonies and sacrifices, they've been fulfilled by Christ's effectual sacrifice in the flesh. That's how that veil was rent. It was in the flesh. He laid down his life in the flesh. That's why Paul, writing to the Galatians in Galatians 5 and verse 1, said, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Going back to my illustration of a paved road, imagine if you came on some people with picks and with shovels, and they're chipping away at the pavement, and you stop them and say, "Well, what are you doing?" And they tell you, "No, we like the old way better. We prefer to have the old dirt road. We prefer to have the bumps and the difficult way. We prefer that to the new way. That's what people do that try to go back to the law and say, no, it's not sufficient what Christ did. We need to add our own works to it. That's why here in Hebrews 10 and verse 21 it says, and having a high priest over the house of God. Who's that high priest but the Lord Jesus Christ? Let us draw near, notice in verse 22, with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our hope without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. If the Lord has so revealed himself in any one of us, I will tell you, you'll never want to go back. You'll continue to come before God in that full assurance of faith, of the faith that is in the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now our time is about gone, but down in verse 26, when it says, if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. In this context, to sin willfully means to go another way. Here's the way which God has set forth for his people, but now you're trying to forge your own way. You do that, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. There is no other sacrifice by which sinners have acceptance before God than the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any that seek to come to God in any other way than through his shed blood and that righteousness imputed, it says there in verse 27, all that awaits them is a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. They will face a holy God, but without any ransom, without any mediator.
Zvea jose, amena utenga wakunoda vumburuka, ana umva, ndi uleka, ndi upino katsana zipozito za chilendo, kusia utenga wakwino, nukamba zipozito zina. Mawamu nguwa kula nkula mwenye kakwino, pa verse 27, ya Hebrews chapter 10. Nimena kuti, koma, kulindira kwina kuopsha, kwa chiweru zero. Ndikurenta kwanje kwa moto wakuononga wotsutsana nawo kwandauzani wamene wowo amene achoka moto lomo akudikira kutsakumana ndi Mulungu muchiweruziro chifukwa chothawa chiphunzitso chimene wowo chinavumburuka kwa iwowo.
That's why verse 24 says, let us consider one another, not in a legalistic way, not scrutinizing one another to try to point out one another's sin, but no, to provoke unto love and to good works.
If I have verse 24, Ikuti, Nipo, Tiganisilane, Wina Dimzagi, Quanto the Rosama Ponderezana, Ai, Zamzago, Patsamzago, Girizanani, Kuti Tifurumizane, Ushikudano, Minchidosabino.
Let us consider one another as frail, needy sinners, and as brethren. That's how we consider one another. When we're looking on one another in the love of Christ and loving one another because of the love of Christ, we won't have time to criticize. We won't have time to look down our noses at anybody else. No, we consider ourselves first. And therefore, in that love, we provoke one another to love and good works. This is the new and living way which God has established for his people in the Lord Jesus Christ. His love for them and their love for one another. Now when it says in verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, there are some works preachers that like to use that as a whip on people to make sure that every time that the congregation meets that you have to be there and following their rules and following their obligations. That's not what this verse is saying.
Verse 25.
The assembling of ourselves together has to do with our meeting together, whether it's in worship or privately. In other words, our fellowship is with those that the Lord has bought and taught, and that we are indeed brethren, whether we're together or apart. We associate with them, not with the world, not with works religion. We're separated out. And that's why we're joined together, because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
When
it says, not forsaking the assembling ourselves together as the manner of some is, It's talking about those that separate themselves out and go and associate with others who are still in works religion rather than identify with these that Christ has bought with his precious blood. John said they went out from us because they were not of us. That's who this is talking about here. Those that walk away from this gospel. And there may be some listening during your meetings here. After hearing all this, they're going to go back to the vomit. They're going to go back to those places of works religion and try to find fellowship there.
Amen. Yohane ruadara nkulamau. Ahuri. Adara moja ife. Kumasala moja ife. Akada kala ife. Saka da shoka. Kumajifari sada la ife. Adaya nikila kushoka pide kumbali yao. Njeno. Murakawana mungu. Amina musongana na eva moji. Akabwele kuno. Sauri nanu. Kupira sukumena. Amina da shoka mainu. Kupira sukumene ku. Mungu wajiwa kura amina yao. Simu wajiwa inu. Tenga osada uve. Nibaka pide kumena kutu. Kwa mfaso tenga waku. Ama kasanza. Kutenga wamena na mfa kuno. Mungarengo tenga waku. Mwamake. Sama kala moji wa ife. Kwa ama kala mdani.
Those that are in the new and living way, they hang together. They seek one another's fellowship. That's what this is talking about. And they exhort one another, as verse 25 says, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. In other words, we look for Christ's coming, but in the meantime, we seek out those of like faith. And we exhort one another in that faith by God's grace. Look how God has made the animal kingdom. You have dogs that hang together as dogs. You have goats that go together as goats. And then you have what? Sheep. The sheep. They are together. They're drawn together by the voice of the shepherd, and they follow the shepherd. That's how you know they're sheep. So this is why we seek out fellowship one with another. First of all, because of God, he's appointed it. And it's for that that the Lord Jesus Christ died and paid the debt that we might be one. But secondly, not only because of God appointing it, but because of ourselves. We need the edification. We need the instruction. We need the refreshment. We need the comfort of hearing of Christ. So that's why we gather together and seek out one another's fellowship. But thirdly, I'd say because of others. You don't find one sheep wanting to go off on its own. No, it seeks out the fellowship of others. Others who are yet to be drawn, who are Christ's sheep, who may be out there isolated in a faraway place. And yet, as they find other sheep, even if it's over the internet like we're doing right now, they need this fellowship, and they need to hear of Christ, and therefore they are drawn to such who are the Lord's.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to stop there for now. We got as far as the Lord purposed, but that's the new and living way. I don't know about you, but I love it. As the Lord has taught me, I wouldn't want to ever go back to any other way, because there's no help in any other way. Here, this new and living way in Christ and His shed blood is all of our glory.
Yes.
I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, Brother Ken, because of this message. This message has come in due time. The fellowship in Christ is helping his own to be drawn to God, to be drawn to Christ and him crucified. Mary Jackson, number 10, we just sing Psalm number 10 as we are closing the service of today.
Amen.
Brother Dan Maxwell is the one to read us.
Amen.
Ulungu tsikindi di la
Now, let me just ask you, Brother Ken, to look to God in prayer as we are crossing the international service plus the all 4 days gospel gathering here in Malawi plus the whole world that the Lord promises and directs.
Let's look to the Lord. Gracious Father, thank you for this time together, the assembling of ourselves together, even as we've read in the new and living way, that which has been opened and obtained for sinners such as we are through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you would indeed draw our hearts to him and to each other because of that shed blood, and that we would be brought to enter boldly before your throne of grace to find grace to help in time of need. We are needy. We need this gospel. We need your blessed Son. We need your Spirit. And we need each other to encourage and exhort one another while it is day. And so I commend to you these dear brethren there in Malawi that you are calling out and causing to hear this blessed gospel, in which we rejoice even here in the United States. And I pray, dear Father, that you would continue to do your work. You're pleased. And for that, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in our dear Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.